Okay, we are here for our regular scheduled town council meeting. Today's date is August 18th, 2026. Present, we have Councilman Carter, Johns, and Mayor Cook. And then we have a vacancy from the other one, and then Councilman Berry is. We'll start off with a prayer. Anybody like to do that? Go ahead.
I wasn't waving or raising my hand.
Nobody else has volunteered, I can't.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I thought you raised your hand, sorry.
I got you. Dear my father, we're in for this day. That we gathered this day, which is as for town needs, and please watch over us that we can make decisions that help benefit our town and keep it strong and the members of the community can feel the love from each member. Love you, my city, since you're sure to.
Amen.
Okay, and then we'll start the pledge. It's been following along, man.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Alright. Okay, and I will I'm Mayor Cook, move to open the public hearing to go over the.
Giles, a second.
Okay, so move a second. Councilman Carter, yes.
Giles, yeah.
And Mayor Cook, yes. Okay, so we are in the public hearing section. And let me pull this up. There's not too many major changes. There's a couple, but if you guys want to see one. Okay, so this one's our first title. Pretty simple change. If we approve this, it's just updated right here. That's all that's in this title. This one was just this section here. So this goes over application for new individual corner water connection. This is what we talked about, was that 0.75 acre feet for one-way water connection, so 1.45. So that's what we talked about, decided on, so I changed that. I can still be changed if we have a conversation and we'll talk about it. Okay, and then this one is our building regulations, and it was mainly just cleaning it up. There was two outdated website things on here. So I just left it to our direct website over there. So, more of the changes is in this. Title 10, which is our land use. And there should be some additional changes coming to us as well. Planning commissions will be different things, but they have changed. So this change right here goes along with that 0.75. So we currently already have a requirement for a commercial business to provide a landscaping plan. This is, and we can change this wording if you guys don't like it or we want to do something different, but this is all new building permits or major landscaping changes with the existing landscaping are required to submit a landscaping plan. We could have asked for additional water. So this section down here was already in here. I just moved it down. So it's still in there. That was not changed. It was just format.
So why, if that's passed, that's just something we would want to add to the checklist for a building permit, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So, Okay, so there was that, and then a couple more just house cleaning items. Was this website change? Another one. Yeah, but there's two of them. So there's this one in the final plat. This one in the concept meeting. And then this one, I didn't really talk to you guys about it. I talked to the planning commission about it though. We've had people reach out to us during campaign season and ask if they can put up political signs on public property, which would be mainly here. So out in front of this area. I'm not a big fan of it, so I put this in. Political signs no larger than 12 by 18. And that's required by legislation that we have to, that legislation allows political signs on private property. So I left them small so people can put small political signs in their yards if they want, but then political campaign signs, they kind of are not permitted on public property. So.
That includes the park too, though, right?
That does include the park. It would be the rodeo ground, which I don't know why anybody would post on it. So
the rec center.
Goes up there, but yeah, the rec center, the park, here. But it would also be on like the sides of the road stuff as well. You know, like Eagle Mountain has a couple small pieces of property that they set aside that they allow for people to put political signs on. And they can build signs that are, they have a whole ordinance that they approve. So those were, oh, and then there was this little spelling error that we missed when we initially did this. So department shall determine the application, and it was OPIS complete, which was supposed to be is complete. So those are the changes. So I'm going to go back to anything. This is the public comment section, so.
Where is this available?
The website. So once this is, if this is approved tonight, we'll update this to the website, and then there'll be printed copies here as well.
Okay. And then prior to the changes be up there as well?
No. So on the website, we'll just keep the current up-to-date ordinances.
So for applications that have been in, usually in those situations, they go off the prior code.
But we do have a lapse time for applications too.
Yeah, so those ones, we don't keep the old core codes up on the form or up on the website, just so it doesn't cause confusion on which ones people are looking at.
Yeah.
But we retain those old codes here for that, unless if somebody has questions.
Are they currently on the website right now?
Yes, they are.
The old ones?
Yeah.
And which is the one that was adopted from Fairfield?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it was adopted, was it January or February?
This?
Year? Fairfield was?
This was adopted, we made some changes from that, because Fairfield had like Air Force stuff in there, I can think, but the whole title, the whole code was adopted the 21st of May, 2024.
Okay.
So, and really the only thing that would affect applications for this would be the water and the landscape plan for building applications.